Last month, we checked in with the executive chairman of Topgolf, Eric Anderson, and we alluded to the time that he doesn't spend all of his time here. He lives in Seattle, heads up a group called the West River Group, and they invest in all sorts of intriguing things, one of which is Singularity University. But we've asked Eric Anderson to come back and talk about some of the other things he does. Good to have you with.
Great to be back.
So you don't have enough time on your hands. So there, I've got three names that I want to hear about. Singularity University, Wood Hope, and Liquor Lab. Singularity University I read about, and they leverage rapidly accelerating technologies, artificial intelligence, nanotechnologies, robotics, and digital biology. You can't be hotter than that.
Well, it is a very great thing. Let me take you back to the West River Group. We focus on global innovation. And actually, Topgolf was an early investment inside of West River Group. And then my investors and ourselves, we wanted to keep that for a long time. So just to make the connection, that we sort of spun out, if you will, of the West River Group, focus on global innovation. Singularity, following up this theme of global innovation, is at the heart in many ways of what's going on around the world and represents, you know, what's happening with global innovation. We really focus in the singularity at what's happening with exponential change. And at the heart of that is when something becomes digital, it becomes exponential. So biology's become digital. Obviously, you know, Moore's law is digital. Nanotechnology is a form of digitization of structure and the things like that. So embedded in that is a digital thing which makes everything exponential. And it's dealing with exponential change both at the company level and the disruption, and also at the social level, the ethical elements embedded with exponential change when you hear about potential loss of jobs, robotics. So it's the heart of all of that.
Yeah, but one thing that we've seen, it seems to me like, and I think I've read about this, is this marriage of human beings and robots. That I mean, robots are going inside you to, you know, jumpstart your heart or cure cancer, ideally. But there is some sort of a marriage. So they're not really necessarily an enemy.
Well, I was recently, this book called The Guru Book, which is something we were featured in, or I was featured in, and they asked me one of the questions about what is technology. And it's interesting, technology used to be apart from us. We would think of technology, that's the machine. Where technology is going is it's actually part of us. It is actually integrated with us. It can be integrated how we work. It could be integrated with a skeletal suit around us. And then it can get very, very integrated over time into all the things you just medicine, eyesight. And it's an inevitable trend. You think about it, contact lenses you put on your eye. It used to be glasses. Right now it's on your eye. And then if you think about the ability to do surgery, we reshape your eye. It's only a matter of time, right, when as everything gets smaller and smaller, that, you know, machines and, if you will, technology will be directly embedded.
So is this a real university? I mean, are there fraternities and you know, football team?
No, the Singularity University really spun out of a great idea with Peter Diamandis and Ray Kurzweil, who wrote the book Singularity, and Google. And at the time, it was a nonprofit kind of, they said Singularity University, Singularity when man and machine become one or you can't differentiate. We've kept the name, but it's sort of changed over time into we have a consulting practice, experiential practice. We've got, you know, investment activities. So the name has been there, but now it really represents, you know, sort of a global idea.
And you're in the liquor business, too, with One Hope? You're not a bootlegger.
Not now.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Back in the day. One Hope is a really cool thing. It's sort of a combination of a multi-level marketing. We have primarily women, but people who can create wine experiences in their home, and then we sell wine. So we have direct sales that way. You also think of it as the Uber of wine in a way. There's a technology platform underneath that allows those CEOs, we call them, to actually, you know, have that party, but then the wine gets distributed to the states. They never touch it. It comes out of our warehouses. So there's a really interesting technology platform.
But isn't there a give back to charities? There's always a cause.
So it's a purpose-driven organization, and a significant percentage of the profits are given, you know, or go back. And this, we have a number of causes that we work with, but the CEOs, when they have their parties, you know, they get some opportunity to direct that. So it's cause-based marketing, really great technology platform underneath it, and direct marketing out in the field with people who can create businesses for themselves.
So you've married liquor and drinking and doing good. You're a genius.
well, thank you for that.
It's all of my favorite things. And Liquor Lab. Tell me about Liquor Lab.
So Liquor Labs, people think there's too much alcohol here, but Liquor Labs was a fun idea that came to us, which is, you know, it's mixology and it's an experience. So our first one's in New York, and you actually come in, and there'll be 60 seats like a horseshoe, and you can imagine like a DJ booth in front. It's actually a master mixologist, and we actually teach you how to make drinks. So you come in, you got about a two-hour experience. We'll teach you how to make four drinks. And it's incredibly fun. And what we're finding is everybody likes to learn how to make a drink. Now, the business that's funny to me is if you came to Topgolf or go to a great bar, we'll make you a great martini for, you know, $12 or $14. We'll serve it to you in a great facility. There, if we, you know, you'll come and you'll pay us $25 to let you make a bad martini or try to teach you. So it's a great business. But that's what it is, a very experiential business. And what you'll see in all the things we're building in this area is, you know, sort of this experience economy.
I like the experience. I don't know that I would make it all the way through a Liquor Lab session, however, or at least remember all of what you taught me.
Well, we give you notes, and we're really good friends with Uber and Lyft, so they get you home safe.
You work out a lot of fun things, Eric Anderson, executive chairman of Topgolf, but also founder and of West River. It's always good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.